48 minutes after 7 o'clock, Friday, November 14th. From your Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, and Throat studio, Bob Graham is along. James Timberlake in the chair across the wayside.
I am. I'm in the chair.
You're in the chair.
Fresh off a donut.
I see that.
Fresh off a donut. They were delicious. Or it was delicious.
Yeah. And you brought plenty, too.
I brought plenty, so.
James brought donuts today.
Because it's your, is today your birthday?
No, it's not my birthday.
Well, what is the date of your birthday?
It's coming up. How about that?
I was like close enough. I didn't know.
You're close enough.
I got the card. Right. I was like, all right, it's got to be sometime.
You're close enough. You're good. Thank you, James.
Mm-hmm.
So you got plenty there. Man. You got a boatload of them.
Well, I figured the more the merrier, and I'll take home the leftovers. Or you can take home the leftovers. But knowing you, you'll just say, James, you can take home the leftovers.
James, you can take the leftovers.
That's the game I like to play.
All right. You probably are pretty sure I'm going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know you well enough.
All right, James. Today, 14th of November, Yanni, pianist, 71 today. Stephen Bishop, musician, 74. Styx guitarist, James Young, 76 today.
Okay.
1832, Charles Carroll, last surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence, dies at the age of 95.
Wow. Right? You were a mummy at that age back then.
Yeah. 95, 1832. 1832, first horse-drawn streetcar debuts, New York City. 1851, Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick is first published. Have you read that?
No, I've never read
Moby. Really?
But there's a couple of movies
that surprised me. That surprised me. I haven't read
What's
that.
What's the captain's name? Captain...
Ahab.
Yeah, Ahab. There we go.
Ahab. Yes, thank you. I was close.
By the way, the average life expectancy in 1832 in the U.S. was approximately 35 to 45 years.
Isn't that amazing?
So the guy who was the last signer of the Declaration of Independence died at 94?
95.
95? That dude was, man.
He was off the chart.
Yeah, literally. They're like, this guy's an outlier.
I know. 1881, Charles Gatto goes on trial for assassinating President Garfield. Gatto is convicted and hanged following year. Wow.
Assassinating? I thought, I'm thinking of...
President Garfield.
I'm thinking of Teddy Roosevelt, who did get shot, but his pocketbook stopped it or whatever.
Right. I think it was his watch.
Yeah, something like that. Something on his chest.
1889, as I mentioned, inspired by Jules Verne's book,
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
New York World reporter Nellie Bly set out travel around the world in fewer than 80 days. She made it in 72. Nice job, Nellie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought she was going to travel to the center of the earth.
Yeah.
No, wrong one. Wrong book.
1896, the power plant at Niagara Falls begins operation. On the state.
Okay.
There you go. It's American Teddy Bear Day today.
Sure.
Yeah. Loosen up, lighten up day.
Okay.
All right. Oh, tip of the cap, operating room nurse day. Ladies, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Tip of the cap to you.
Kidding.
Seatbelt day.
Sure.
Use them.
I need to be better at that. I'm not great about putting on the seatbelt, I'll be honest with you.
Well,
I'm being honest with the audience.
You are. Look at you coming out.
I'm slamming
way
donuts.
Way to step out.
I'm slamming donuts in the morning and not putting my seatbelt on.
You are living dangerously, my friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Hold on. You should come with me this weekend then and go on hiking.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, since you're living on the edge, come on. Let's go.
I'm busy.
You're the only person I've ever asked.
I mean, I appreciate the offer.
Yep.
You're the only person I bought donuts for.
I know.
So,
thank you. It was very kind of you.
And you'll turn them away just like I'll turn you away.
No, I'm going to have one.
Oh, okay. Well, now I feel guilty.
I'm going to have one. Just one, though. You brought two dozen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of the whole office.
Bring them in here so I get to pick mine, though, first.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. I took the Eclair because that's my favorite.
Oh, okay. It was November 15th, 1969. Dave Thomas opened the first Wendy's. Columbus, Ohio, in the state, named after his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
1990, producers acknowledged that Milli Vanilli, who won the 1990 Best New Artist Grammy Award, did not sing.
Oh, yeah. I remember that was a big controversy.
It was big controversy. Clean out your refrigerator day tomorrow. Probably a good idea if you haven't done that.
Yeah. You probably had a good opportunity yesterday if you live in the Sheridan area because their power went out. So
I didn't even want to open my refrigerator. Yeah. Don't you let some cold air out.
Yeah, everybody was that was fun.
You know, that is a great, to me, that's a tip on my shoulder, a little tap on my shoulder that says, maybe you need to be a little bit better prepared.
No kidding.
All of us. Right?
I mean, we had generators up here, so that was that helped us.
Right, right. Our generators only generate so much because when the power goes out on the top of the mountain way up on Red Grade, we do not have a generator.
Yeah, we can't
do
anything about that one.
That's like on Grinch Hill up there. And I call it Grinch Hill because it literally is like Grinch Hill getting to it. And so we don't have a generator up there, so when the power goes out. But it's also a good reminder to you that if the power goes out up there, because our FMs, if you're listening to us on 103.9 FM or KWYO has an FM translator, 106.9, the AMs still are on down here because we control them down here. Those are up there. If the power goes out, you can still hear the AMs. All right?
Now
is that clear as mud?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I work here and I know less and less about it every day.
You don't either. You do too. And a few of the stations go off, but mostly the majority of our stations are on, thanks to our well-tuned up big generator.
You can hear it.
Man.
When it's on, you know it.
I know, it is. Tomorrow, Saturday. So I'm glad the power's back. I was all geared up.
So is everybody else.
I know, right? So that's a tap on the shoulder. What do we need to do to be better prepared? Power's out.
Have a radio.
Radio. Have a radio.
Well,
we have radio updates for you all over the place.
That's part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in our upcoming option, we'll have some radios for you to buy. All right. I keep getting to Saturday, but I keep getting distracted. Steve Irwin Day. Yes.
Legend.
Yes.
Hero.
Yeah.
His son is in Dancing with the Stars. His son is my age. Do you know that? Which is crazy.
No.
I cannot believe that.
And then what's his daughter's name's Mindy?
Bindi.
Bindi
yes. Irwin.
Yeah. And his wife are just tremendous people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. American Recycles Day tomorrow.
Sure.
Let's see. Little Red Wagon Day. Hey, yeah. There you go. Did you ever have a little red wagon? Did you have a wagon of any kind?
No, I don't think so.
No wagon?
I wasn't a wagon guy.
Jeez. Oh, you weren't a wagon?
No.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, I wasn't.
That's really surprising,
I wasn't hauling
James.
Stuff around very often.
I would have never thought that of you. Not a wagon guy.
Yeah, that wasn't my speed.
I love it. You're funny. Raisin Bran cereal.
Just the absolute best.
Yeah,
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, me too. Sunday Button Day.
Okay.
Clarinet
sure.
Day. Clarinet.
Sure.
Have a party with your bear day. Okay.
Okay.
Check your wipers day. That's a good idea.
True. Should probably be done a lot more.
Yeah, you should do that more. Turn your wipers on today, all right? Run some water over them, turn them on, and see if they're doing okay.
Because I probably need to change mine.
We're going to have a good chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
So. Slobber Appreciation Day.
What in the world does that even mean?
I don't know why you would have that kind of day, but I guess.
Sure.
Trivia. Oh, here's one. Have you ever done this or something similar to this? There's a Florida woman, late night pizza craving, Little Caesars. She drove 110 miles an hour in her Kia down U.S. Highway 19 in Palm Harbor. The speed limit's 50. Deputy pulled her over and he goes, "Why are you in such a hurry?" She said,
I want pizza.
I want pizza. I'm pregnant and I want pizza.
Hey, you know what? I've done that too. No.
Except for the pregnancy part, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But speeding down
the road?
Yeah, the local streets.
Maybe
for
it's
pizza
because
time.
Of a restroom issue?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or pizza time.
Okay. Or pizza time. All right, trivia today. James Bond, Secret 007.
Oh.
Right?
I'm ready for this.
Okay, what does the prefix 00 signify?
Well, that's like the designation that they give you when you're working at MI6.
00. He was 007.
Right.
What does 00 stand for?
I don't know. I don't know this one, actually. I have no idea.
Okay. Steve Sisson's yelling at the radio right
now. I'm sure he is.
I know he is. Licensed to
kill. Oh, licensed to kill. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's the name of a movie, too.
That is.
One of the James Bond movies.
All right. Which is higher in rank, Duke or Earl?
A Duke.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
Was that a James Bond question?
No.
Oh, I was like that. I don't know.
We
any
moved
of the movies.
On.
I don't know any of the movies
Come
with
on.
That.
Stay with me here. 7% of us fear wearing these shoes.
Ooh, 7%.
7%.
It's not a lot.
No, you don't do it very often.
Shoes. I have no idea. I guess
you won't get this.
I was going to say high heels, but there's plenty of people wear high heels every day. So I have no idea.
Not you.
I mean, that's just me. I'm afraid of wearing those.
Okay, good. Me too.
Destroy my ankles.
Wearing bowling shoes.
What?
Wearing bowling shoes.
What is there to be afraid of bowling shoes?
I think because of so many other people might be wearing them.
Oh, it's a germ thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
They spray them down.
I guess that's fair.
Quit worrying about it, man. Just put the bowling shoes on and get doing some bowling this weekend.
Be more
right?
Worried about the high heels. You're gonna roll your ankle in a bit.
You want to go rolling? You want to go bowling this weekend, James?
What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Don't make me the bad guy.